Rob Palmer joining us. Coach Palmer, thanks for stopping in. How are you this evening?
Doing great. Thanks for having us here.
Well, you guys are coming off a great year. You had a tough schedule last year. You guys endured that through the early stages, even the middle stages of the season. You finished strong, capturing the GLC Conference Championship. Expectations are going to be really high for you guys again this year.
Yeah, we accept those. Coming into this year, we had high expectations amongst ourselves as a team last year, and those expectations don't change. It's the same goal. We hope to start the year and play 30 games. Great group of senior leadership coming back from last year's team. Lost a couple key ingredients with Jared Logan and David Griffin, some incredible leaders, some incredible players, but they left a legacy. They left their print at EC, and I think this group is kind of rallied around that as a calling, and are really looking forward to kind of it. Using that senior experience and leadership into this season.
Can you elaborate on some of the strengths of this team? You were telling me about a month ago, long and strong with perimeter scoring ability. Who or what's going to make that possible for you guys?
Well, it all starts with our big man, Branson Taylor, in the center, obviously coming off another terrific football season. But I've never seen him as engaged or more engaged right now in the process of basketball. I think he has the ability to establish an inside presence like no one else in the area, and we're going to play through him, but it doesn't take away. We got guys like Nate Damron, 6'5", pure athlete, Luke Constantino. These guys are worker bees, and they put the time in. I think we can kind of sprinkle a lot of shooting with guys like Edward Wright, who can put the ball in from deep, Eli Palmer, Connor Trockley, and, you know, I don't think Jack Griffin, our point guard, gets enough credit. A 5'11 senior with incredible speed. He dunks the basketball at his height. He's a mismatch. He, in the semifinals last year, the district semifinals game, he goes off with, I think, 27 points against Ramel Arnold. And I know that in the postgame, their coach said, no, who was that kid? And I think that kind of how it is for Jack Griffin. He's an incredible athlete, and I think he's going to be the X factor for us this year.
Coach, 8 seniors coming back, but you also now add a new face, Jared France. How does he fit into the mix with so many seniors and so many already big, long players? How does he work into the chemistry in the mix?
Yeah, a 6'5 kid that can shoot the ball. I think every team would like to have that. Jared's working himself into shape right now, coming off an incredible football season, but he actually slots in well perfectly in our offense and with the chemistry that we have amongst those guys. With so many football players coming over to basketball, Jared just fits right on in, and that chemistry you could see from day one. He figures to play a big part, a big role in our rotation this year. I think the young man can really strap it from three. I was at a game last year, a JV game, where I think he hit 8 threes in one game, and at that moment I knew he's going to be a special player. So I'm really looking forward to getting him in the mix. Like I said, we can sprinkle it from the outside, and with that animal on the inside, Branson and Jack going ahead and penetrate, I think we're a handful.
Do you think a lot of people overlook the Great Lakes Conference, the league that you're in, and maybe don't give it the respect it deserves?
You know, I'm not sure. I do know there's just a ton of talent in that conference with Fairview now joining us. Holy Name has just been incredible year after year.
You got Buckeye.
Yeah, and now I hear Buckeye, and I've started to hear a little bit about that reputation. So I think it got even better. You know, at the end of the day, when the district seedings come out, you know, our record may not have looked as good, but our district still put us as the third seed. And I think because they do respect a little bit our conference, and they respect kind of the legacy of basketball at Elyria Catholic. And hopefully we proved them right by making it to that district finals.
And that was going to be my next question, talking about the newbies in the conference this year, because I think we all saw what Fairview did last year. I mean, they were scoring a ton. Buckeye's a different animal as well. They were pretty strong defensively last year. But, you know, for you guys, you mentioned returning varsity players from a very strong team from a season ago, so at least on paper, certainly seems like you guys are going to be the odds-on favorites again. What kinds of challenges do you expect from the conference this year with those new teams coming in?
Sure. From day one, we talked about how it's harder to retain your title than it is maybe sometimes to sneak up on people and get it. So I believe that there's a chip on the shoulder of all these players because they feel like they are often undervalued. And so I don't think that, you know, some of the motivation is already being done within. So I've had to say a few words to motivate them, to get them ready for practice and ready for the season. We start in a little over a week right now, and they're really locked in. I do think it's going to take us another 4 or 5 weeks to get those football players really in the best basketball shape that they can be. And I expect, and we talk about, listen, we're looking to play 30 games. So we may not be as sharp as we want to be by game one, but, you know, get us to midseason, and I think we should be rounding out in the form.
You know, you obviously, Elyria Catholic's a private school versus public school, so that brings a whole different set of nuances as a coach. What have been your keys to success in managing all the personalities, and most importantly, sometimes even the situation with parents behind the scenes that enable you to just keep reloading the success there at EC?
Well, I can tell you, we bring in kids from multiple, obviously different, primarily the CYO schools, and there is a bit of time that it takes them to kind of gel and come together. But we really try to, you know, from a coaching perspective, we always talk about three positives to one negative. So we try to make sure that we're nurturing the kids both from the younger ages to the older ages on doing the right thing, preparing the right way, and knowing what the end goal is in mind. You know, it's not, I know it sounds cliche, but we really only talk about the process, and, you know, along the process, if you do that right and you master it, it'll pay off in the long run. So, you know, even though we talk about playing 30 games, we don't talk about winning 15 games. Not one time last year did we say our goal was to win 12 games or 15 games. It was to trust in the process and trust in your teammate. And if you do that, success will follow. So same thing coming into this year. I mean, like I said, our expectations haven't changed. We set three goals last year at the beginning of the season: win the GLC, play for a division championship, and to get an opportunity to set our feet in Columbus. We hit two out of three, and I think it's burning those guys up. They want that third one.
You mentioned it's burning the guys up so far. I've got to ask you before we let you go, what are some things that you've seen early on in practice? And you mentioned, you know, a lot of the football guys are still trying to get their feet underneath them and get used to playing basketball again. But what are some primary observations you've made from the early stages of practice that has you really excited about this season with this group?
Well, I mentioned Jared Logan earlier. To see the leadership that Branson Taylor has. Now, we all know that he's a Division I football player. He's going to be signing his official commitment letter in just a few short weeks. But he has told me that basketball is one of the loves of his life. So he's fully committed, and he wants to take control of this team. And when you can have one of your best players wanting to take that mantle, it means a lot. And the same thing goes for Ed Wright. I think we've got, you know, our leaders are our hardest workers, and that means a lot.
Good stuff, Coach. Well, we will certainly be covering a lot of your games throughout the course of the year. Looking forward to following you guys. I know you guys have a holiday tournament coming up at the end of December as well, so we'll certainly be keeping tabs, and you'll be hearing from us a lot throughout the course of the year, Coach Palmer. Thanks for joining us.
Appreciate you guys.
And by the way, Coach, I love that coach's jacket. Elyria Catholic, boys basketball, GLC Champs 2019.
That's right.
Wearing it proudly.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
All right.
Thanks, Coach.